Hello and welcome to the Ice Guys. This is the show that takes you into the world of the National Hockey League. Every game, every day, from a betting perspective. With pro sports handicappers, Ian Cameron, Alex B. Smith, and various guests from the world of hockey and sports betting. And now, here's your host, Ian Cameron.
Welcome to the Ice Guys, presented by Boston Hemp, Inc. Tuesday, April 9th, Ian Cameron, Alex B. Smith, Matt Robinson in the house, ready to break down the Tuesday NHL card. A big slate on this Tuesday, as usual, and a big day and a big night ahead. It is BetCast game day for the first time here in April tonight. We're looking forward to it. 7 p.m. Eastern time. Make sure you join us live BetCast tonight for a very exciting Tuesday NHL slate. Playoff implications galore. Seeding implications, positioning in the standings, all of that, lots of it at stake tonight as we inch closer and closer to the end of the regular season, which of course concludes next Thursday, the final night of the regular season. So make sure you join us. Again, this is free for all tonight, this BetCast. So anyone that can join on this BetCast tonight. So again, make sure you join us here. It's 7 p.m. Eastern time. DM or email me or Alex for a spot on the BetCast, and we will send you the link for it before it begins. There you see it on the screen. Tuesday, April 9th tonight, 7 p.m. Eastern. Looking forward to our first of five, count them, five live BetCasts coming up here in the month of April. So looking forward to tonight, and we hope to see you all there, 7 p.m. Eastern time tonight for another Ice Guys live BetCast. We're just going to just quickly on the Monday game so we can get right into the Tuesday games. Just say, well done, Toronto. You know, that was a Pittsburgh team playing with desperation last night, urgency. Kind of expected that Pittsburgh, and I'm disappointed I didn't take Pittsburgh first period. I should have, instead of maybe the full game, or at least splitting it up between the two. That was my mistake, my bad on that. Because I figured in the first period, Pittsburgh would come out with as the better team, urgency, and they did. They had a 1-0 lead after the first period, but Toronto got better as the game went along, and they tied it up. They took the lead. Pittsburgh ended up tying it, forced overtime, and the Leafs get the overtime win 3-2 last night against the Penguins. But credit to the Leafs. Again, there was a lot more on the line for the Penguins last night, but the Leafs get the job done, and now they'll play again tonight against New Jersey. A costly missed extra point for Pittsburgh. Every point is valuable to them, and we'll see if they can rebound from last night. And then the other game last night was a great game, Vegas and Vancouver. The Vancouver Canucks, that felt like a much-needed shot of confidence last night for the Vancouver Canucks. They needed a win against a quality foe. They finally got it. The power play got them back into the game after that tough start. Great performances from JT Miller and especially from Connor Garland. They all wore that Connor Garland 400th NHL game t-shirt, every player last night for the Canucks. So they rallied around that. Great to see for Vancouver because they needed a pick-me-up type of performance, and they got one last night. And a huge win because Edmonton's right on their backside for first in the Pacific. So now they go 5 points ahead of Edmonton for first in the Pacific. Now, Edmonton still has two games in hand on Vancouver. Still, that's a big, big win to get five clear of Edmonton. And the Canucks, like I said, it finally beaten a good team. They needed it. There was no dog barking in that game, by the way. Vancouver was a small favorite, and they got the job done. So no dogs barking. Did you hear that? No dogs barking. Alex, what did you think of the two games last night? Good to have you back, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Thanks, everybody, checking in on me. I'm all good now and ready for tonight. But yesterday was awesome with that Vancouver win. Like I said, I have a future on Vancouver to win the Pacific, and it looked like it was going to be, you know, kind of, okay, we can, you know, walk to the counter with this one, getting a little tight. So to get 2 points there was nice to see as far as that future goes. And like I said, kind of sucked to see with Pittsburgh losing that game. You know, had them plus 140, liked Crosby to get the first goal, ended up being Ricard Raquel with that first goal of the game. But like I said, you know, Toronto showing up in a big way. That's a game they normally lose. You know, you look back over the recent years, oh, we've already got our spot in the playoffs. That's a game that they kind of just dick around and end up losing 4-2, 5-2. So to hang on, get the win, and get the win, you know, in overtime, that's a good sign for Toronto moving forward.
No doubt. Matt, what did you think of last night?
Yeah, obviously more focused on the college basketball national championship game, end of March Madness. So got a little bit of
Matt
action.
Robinson won a pool with that, by the way. He was telling us before the show. So congrats to him, a little cash in pocket.
Yeah, just a little a men's league pool for the guys here in Reno, but they're all complaining because I was the one that pitched the idea, threw it together, you know, created the bracket, and then got the win.
That you rigged it to benefit yourself.
Yeah, which, yeah. I mean, it's not fantasy football. I can't change the scoring system. I mean, I don't know how I would have rigged it, but yeah, no, it was good.
You just know what you're doing. You should tell them that. Maybe I just know what the fuck I'm doing. Yeah,
exactly. But yeah, hockey-wise, I didn't have a great betting perspective-wise. You know, I had four bets in that Pittsburgh-Toronto game, pretty much the same four bets that you mentioned on the show. Like, I had the first period over, game over, Pittsburgh money line, Pittsburgh team total over 2.5, all four missed. But in that second game, I did have the first period over and game over, so that was nice to see some high-scoring affairs. Didn't catch too much of the action, but again, especially before a BetCast Tuesday, you know, you got to take a little break because tonight's going to be full send, and, you know, there's a lot of games on the docket that I'm really excited to watch. So looking forward to tonight.
Yeah, no doubt. This BetCast is going to be bumping tonight, as they say. It's going to be really, really exciting. And we're going to start with, look, this is pivotal. First game on this Tuesday slate for the Philadelphia Flyers. They need to stop the bleeding. You know, they're like that person that's a gunshot wound, you know, got hit in the face and bottle, you know, against the head. They're bleeding from the head. They're bleeding from the stomach. They're limping around and they're trying to stop the bleeding. That's what the Philadelphia Flyers are right now. They're trying to stop the bleeding right now because this has been a brutal, brutal run for them at the absolute worst time. You know, they need wins, not losses and not bad performances, but the Philadelphia Flyers are just struggling right now. Minus 140 road favorites, six the total here in this game. I cannot lay minus 140 with them. You know, I can't. And look, thankfully I stayed off them. I almost took them against Columbus, and I'm like, wait a minute. They lost to Buffalo last night. Then they played Columbus on the back-to-back. I said they should beat Columbus, but there's an element of this team I'm not trustworthy of right now. And sure enough, in Columbus, they got blitzed. They didn't just lose that game to the Blue Jackets. They got ambushed. They got destroyed in that game by a very weak, middling Columbus Blue Jackets team. That's not what you want to see right now. And John Tortorella is in a tough spot right now because he's got a bunch of defensemen that aren't playing as well as they did earlier in the season. Their offense has been drying up a little bit of late as well. And they've got zero confidence in Sam Harrison right now. And he's just, like I said, a goalie that is not been accustomed to starting this many games at the NHL level. Sometimes they can hit a wall. He's hit a wall in a big way. I mean, he has just had a rough stretch in net for the Flyers, giving up goals in bunches, a consecutive start losing streak now for Harrison coming into this game tonight. And yet, because I think Fedotov kind of stumbled against Buffalo, I think Tort says, you know, I've got to just try to say some prayers, cross my fingers and stick with Harrison and hope, you know, maybe he has a gem for a change. Although that's hard to fathom he will right now. I mean, it's just been a terrible run. I mean, he's six goals allowed to the Rangers, five to the Blackhawks. He gets the sixth spot allowed against Columbus in that last start. So just been a really, really tough stretch for him. But again, the whole team's not helping him out. The defense hasn't been as good. They haven't scored as many goals. And more than anything, the power play is just zapping Philadelphia's momentum during a hockey game. Because early in that Columbus game, they had a chance to go up 1-0. They had a four-minute power play, and the power play was brutal. They barely generated any scoring chances on it. And it was a four-minute power play. And the power play all season has really, really hurt this team, and it continues to. So I'm not laying a price on the road with a Philadelphia team that is leaking significant oil right now. Montreal, on the other hand, obviously they played a back-to-back over the weekend against the Leafs and the Rangers. They went 0-2 in those two games. Samuel Montembeau in net. They are playing hard still. The effort's still solid for Montreal, but just difficult for them to get over the hump against better teams. Well, Philadelphia in theory is a better team based on where they are in the standings, but man, they are not playing like it right now. So, you know, this could be a draw candidate maybe, but other than that, there's not a whole lot I'm liking here in this game, other than maybe because of the Flyers and Harrison struggles in particular. Now, I don't trust Montreal to win the game, you know, just because of the desperation factor for Philadelphia in this game. But you could possibly talk me into over 2.5, you know, minus 135, minus 140 with Montreal team total in this game. I could maybe get there with that. But again, these are just lukewarm opinions right now. little draw lean, a little over 2.5 team total Montreal lean. That's about it for me. And I definitely want no part of minus 140 right now on Philadelphia. Alex, what do you think here? Flyers, Canadians.
Yeah, only thing I have pregame here is the draw. I got plus 325. And it just makes sense that this is a game Philly needs badly. And if it's close, they're not going to risk coming out of this thing with 0 points. This is as big of a draw season spot as it gets for them. They need points. So this is been a close series. We saw with one game go past regulation this season. 4 of the last 8 have gone past regulation. So just give me the draw, and I will be looking for something in the betcast tonight.
No doubt. That's an excellent point. This game's 2-2 or 3-3 late in the third, 5 minutes to go. Flyers aren't screwing around, taking chances, pinching at the blue line to get the lead. No.
Maybe eight or 10 minutes to go, we may not see anything else.
Yeah, that's the thing. So it's all about, don't screw up this point. Don't lose this point in regulation time. Get this to overtime, get the point secured, and then go for that second point in overtime or shootout. That's got to be the mindset. And that's probably the mindset for all these teams, like the Flyers and Caps and all these teams we're going to talk about. What do you think here, Matt? Philly, Montreal.
Yeah, my only pregame play is going to be the first period over here. I think given the goaltending situation, as well as the fact that Philly needs the points, I think they come out hard. But I think Montreal at home is fully capable of scoring in the first period. Not going to take the both teams to score just on the off chance one team scores two. But I do like there to be a couple goals early in this one. So that'll be probably my only pregame play in this game.
And that's all the look I have circled in the first or live is the first period over, because we're seeing, and this is something I'm probably going to do with a couple of games on this card today, because we're seeing prices within the pick 'em range already. Now we're talking about only waiting 1, 2, 3 minutes to get plus money. So that's the thing I have circled for live action this first period over.
Yeah. Right. And I think I'm going to have a couple games like that I have starred that I put a little bit on pregame and then, try and double up once the game gets going. So I'll be keeping a list of first period and full game overs that I like pregame, but I'm going to kind of split up my money and save a little bit for live.
All right, good stuff. Columbus, Tampa Bay, we've got the Lightning, big home favorites here, minus 340, 6.5 the total in this game with these two teams. By the way, I would say, to Robert's point in the chat, anybody on the top line right now for Montreal, Suzuki has been lighting it up, whether it's goal, assist, point props, they're all worth a look. They're all playing well. I'd throw in Armia and Newhook as well for Montreal. There's probably a little value with both of them, no doubt. This game here, Jack Reeves, by the way, in net for Columbus. They're decimated at the goaltending position right now. Merzlikins is out. Tarasov remains out as well. So it's down to Jack Reeves and Malcolm Subban. And welcome to the NHL. Welcome back to the NHL, and starting for the first time this year for Columbus, Malcolm Subban. What did he get greeted with? A goal in the first minute against Carolina on Sunday? That game was just – that's one of my – I got to pat myself on the shoulder for that one. I mean, we said take Carolina team totals in the first period, and then they'll sit on the lead, they'll park the bus when they get up early, and that's exactly what they did against Columbus. So we hit it right, because if you had taken the full game team total for Carolina over, you would have lost. So we looked at the first period. So a very, very good read there for me with that game, Columbus and Kakalaki on Sunday. Jack Reeves, we'll see how he fares here. Again, this is a former teammate and really good friend of Ray Bryce, our buddy. So but that doesn't mean, we're going to not bet against him because of that. We'll see how he fares here. He obviously got the win against Philadelphia, but Philadelphia is kind of comatose right now and just stumbling and bumbling at the wrong time. So how much credit can you give Jack Greaves for, shutting down a Philadelphia team that's obviously been really struggling here in recent games? Vasilevsky is in net here for Tampa Bay in this game. So I'm going with three different smaller bets here. I'm going to go with the first period over and the full game over. So basically the over bifecta, but I'm also going to jump in with a little Lightning team total first period, because I do think they might jump on Columbus a little bit here in the early going. They're off the Pittsburgh loss 5-4, where again, John Cooper was not happy with their start, not happy with their first period, and rightfully so. I mean, that first period Saturday afternoon, Pittsburgh was all over Tampa Bay in that game. And of course, the urgency and the desperation of needing 2 points certainly played a role in that. But still, Tampa Bay wasn't thrilled with the way they started that game against the Penguins. So I would expect a stronger opening 20 minutes here back on home ice. So we'll do over bifecta. We'll do Tampa team total over 1.5, a plus 200 for that first period. So really nice team total over 1.5 price for the Lightning here. Alex, what do you think? Jackets, Lightning.
I'm doing something I haven't bet before. I'm going to bet Tampa Bay on the first period money line in three-way. Now you get that at even money at FanDuel. It's just something I've never really looked at. I don't really bet money first period money lines, period. I'm usually kind of looking at puck lines or first period overs. But like I said, in this spot with trying to find some value in any way, over 1.5, I don't know. I feel like this could be a 1-0 kind of Tampa spot. They get a goal very early and shut things down. That's a possibility. So I'm just going to play it a little safer. I'm going three-way line in the first period, Tampa Bay at plus 100.
All right. Nothing wrong with that. By the way, BetMGM for Tampa Bay. That was Bet365 that had the plus 200 earlier this morning. BetMGM, you're only getting plus 155 for that first period over 1.5.
FanDuel has 177.
Yeah.
So shop around with that.
What I would do is on BetMGM, and this is what I did with Carolina first period team totals against Columbus. I split it. I went over one minus 140 and then half on over 1.5 at the plus 155. That's probably a decent approach as well in this game, splitting it up with the over one and the over 1.5 to be a little safer at BetMGM with the Lightning first period team total looks in this game. Matt, how about you? Columbus, Tampa.
Yeah, so I think this is one I'm going to star as over bifecta live. I'm going to try and get in, you know, once it gets, you know, a couple minutes in. Hopefully Tampa doesn't score too quickly. I do lean in a similar sense of Alex, as I think Tampa definitely scores first. And, you know, on the off chance it's a 1-0, I think there will be two goals, but I could see them both being Tampa. So I may jump on that Tampa three-way line with you. For the first period, I think even money is a great price for that. You know, I'd be shocked if Tampa does score two goals, if Columbus can match that. You know, there's always a chance of a 1-1 first, but I think Tampa comes out kind of rolling. They're at home. I could see them scoring three or four in the first, to be honest with you. So I think it'll be a live bifecta for me that I'll be ready to bet, you know, a minute or two in if we get the option. But pregame, I'll be on that Tampa Bay first period puck line at minus half. So hoping Tampa comes out hot. Also have a couple props on this game, but I'll mention those a little later in the show.
All right, there we go. Good stuff. Like I say, I think Tampa Bay, I think they will come out pretty good early in this game and get the jump on Pitts. Because they didn't get the jump on Pittsburgh, I think they'll be looking for a better start here. Yeah, Duclair, I don't know about Duclair anymore. He's cooled off a little bit for the first time in what seems like weeks. So I'm pumping the brakes on that. I would, you know who I'd go with? I'd go with, just stick with the big guns here. Point, Kucherov. And look, this is the time. Think about the mentality of these guys that are in the Hart Trophy race right now. Kucherov, McDavid, McKinnon. You should really be thinking about betting their over points every game moving forward, because there's that onus where, hey, the Hart Trophy, I could win it. How do I win it? I keep piling up the production offensively. So you, with Kucherov, over 1.5 points, usually with him, it's a given. You're going to get like even money with that. You can take it one step further, especially against a team like this, Columbus, with a goalie that hasn't had a lot of NHL starts under his belt, and go over 2.5 points, you know, with Nikita Kucherov. Because he's definitely, it's not uncommon for him to have a three-point night. You know, he's had a lot of those this season, and especially of late. So start thinking about incorporating that mentality in your player props. McDavid, McKinnon, and Kucherov, these three guys that are battling it out right now for the Hart Trophy. And even Matthews. I don't think Matthews is going to win it, but Matthews should be at least in the discussion right now for Toronto, especially if he gets 70 goals when it's all said and done. So that's not a bad, you know, mentality and approach. Is these guys that are battling for the Hart, look at their props, because they've got the onus and they've certainly got the motivation to make things happen offensively here down the stretch.
And I want to go one step further with exactly those four players, something to look at. Remember, I cashed this last year and it was on a BetCast night with Jack Hughes, last goal. If we get to a point where Matthews is at 69 goals and he's playing in a close game with an empty net, you better fucking believe he's going to be on the ice. Any of those guys are a point away from clinching the Art Ross, they're going to be on the ice. So last goal, which we always see around plus 600, plus 800 with some top players, that's definitely something to be looking at with those guys as well.
Yeah, that's all. That's good looks. All four of those guys, Matthews, McDavid, McKinnon, and Kucherov, because those are the four guys that even that have the chance, at least a little chance, to win the Hart Trophy. Stamkos is – that's true. Stamkos is heating up right now big time for Tampa Bay. So, yeah, get in on his props, goal prop, power – even power play point props. And Tampa Bay does so much of their damage on the power play. So, power play point props might be a way to go with Tampa tonight in this game as well against the Columbus Blue Jackets. All right, next up, Carolina and Boston. You know, normally this is a great matchup and it's a huge matchup. But you look at where these teams are in the standings. Carolina's probably not catching the Rangers right now for first in the Metro. They're locked into second. Boston probably, by virtue of that win against Florida, close to, if not already, sealed up the Atlantic division. So, you know, it's kind of got that playing for exercise feel, although Boston still hasn't officially clinched, and Carolina isn't officially totally can't catch the Rangers, but it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough for the Bruins to not win the Atlantic. It's going to be tough for the Hurricanes to catch the Rangers. So I think this is a tricky game from a side perspective. Carolina minus 115, road favorites, 5.5 the total. I really don't have much more to add than that. I'm just going to say I lean draw because I could see this being an overtime game. We did see Boston, Florida go beyond regulation on Saturday, and I had a piece of that draw with the Panthers and the Bruins Saturday afternoon. Swayman is confirmed in net for Boston. We don't have confirmation yet for Carolina, but Kochetkov, as of right now, is projected. So for me, it's just a draw lean, nothing much more than that. This is definitely a betcast game for me. Let's see who's coming out with some urgency, who's coming out with a little fire in their belly, and then if we see something we like from one of these teams, maybe we'll bet them in-game. What do you think here, Alex? Carolina, Boston.
I can't stress it enough to shop around for draw prices right now because I'm seeing 300 at Caesars, 317 at Pinnacle, 350 is available at FanDuel for the draw here. So definitely shop around. That is very, very important right now because you're going to see this is the time of year we're going to start seeing those draw prices be below 300, which is something we really want to try to avoid. So I got plus 350 here on the draw. Like I said, I'm kind of looking for things in game as well. I want to see it might be a low and slow kind of a paced game, which is what we want considering the draw, but just got to kind of feel it out before adding anything else on.
No doubt. Matt, what do you like here? And if anything, Carolina, Boston.
Yeah, I'm going to be on the over 5.5. More a system play, but I tend to also think the games that I think are going to be low scoring, two teams playing playoff hockey defensively, things like that tend to open up. And as you mentioned, neither of these teams are like struggling to get into the playoffs. They're kind of not necessarily locked into the exact spot, but not much is going to change. And the East is so deep right now, like it doesn't really matter. So I think the over here, I think both teams are going to try and score some goals. The over first period's enticing to me just because it's minus 110, but that's going to be one that I star. And if we get 5 minutes in, it may be, you know, plus 150. So, you know, that's one I'm going to wait on, but I'm going to go ahead and get the over 5.5 because it's even money right now. And I think there'll be six goals.
And this could be one of the, what I like to call the gentleman's handshake draws, where both teams need points, right? But nothing, you know, they're not really in each other's way in any fashion. This is a game that might just slow down just because they both need at least the 1 point. They secure their 1 points. Boston, you know, will, you know, try to go much harder, certainly for the second point to grab the division now. I think they need a couple other things to shake out for them to clinch that tonight. But definitely could be one of those games that goes to a standstill 5 minutes late if it's tied, just off the fact that both teams need the points. Get out of there with the 1 point at least.
And we did see, I think we saw the first period over hit in the last game with each of these teams. Carolina versus Columbus went over in the first period. Boston and Florida went over in the first period as well on Saturday. So maybe live first period over. Again, good betcast look potentially. As far as props there, you know, basically, you know, Aho, Gensel, you know, Seth Jarvis, I've talked about, even Tara Vinen, he started to really percolate lately for Carolina. Boston on the flip side, you know, Zaka, talked about him. Geeky's up the lineup. Danton Heinen, comeback player of the year. I think worth a look as well. So focus on those players, I would, for Boston. All right, Toronto, New Jersey. The Leafs minus 130 road favorites. 6.5 the total in this game. Back-to-back situation here for the Leafs, and it is a rest advantage for New Jersey, but I don't want New Jersey, even with the rest advantage. No Jack Hughes is the big news here for the Devils coming into this game. He's out. Curtis Lazar out. And, of course, no changes with anyone else. But Jack Hughes, the big absence here for the Devils tonight. Jake Allen confirmed in net. Not a surprise there. Kaapo Kähkönen got injured against Nashville. Jake Allen had to take over. And Jake Allen ended up obviously playing pretty well because really he stopped 26 shots consecutively until Nashville finally ended up scoring. Joe Woll on the back-to-back is going to be in net tonight for the Leafs. Hasn't been nearly as sharp the last couple of starts, but certainly when you look at the momentum of this Toronto team is pretty real right now. I like what I'm seeing from them. They haven't had these typical, you know, letdown spots. How many times have Alex and I been on this show about, oh, here comes the flat spot for the Leafs. Here they are playing down to somebody. Haven't seen that. They took care of business against Montreal like they should have. They took care of business against Pittsburgh last night, a desperate Pittsburgh team, which impressed me. You know, they're just a better team and the price is too cheap. So I'm not on Toronto, but I could only look in the Leafs' direction here. Minus 130, even in the back-to-back situation. This, for me, tonight, more than anything, is going to be a wait-and-see approach. Even with the over bifecta, kind of lean that way, but without Jack Hughes, that's a big blow to the Devils' offense, so I'm not even totally on board with that. This is going to be a wait-and-see game for me. We'll see how it goes on the BetCast tonight. How does it start? Who's looking engaged early in the hockey game? And then we'll go from there. What do you think here, Alex? Leafs, Devils?
Yeah, I have first period over circled and maybe even full game over after the first period. But there's nothing I like pregame. If this wasn't the BetCast night, this game would be a complete pass for me. Like I said, this is an awfully cheap price for the Leafs against the New Jersey team that seemed to have mailed it in. But the second night of back-to-backs, except Woll hasn't been playing as well. So maybe this is one of those games where we do see the Leafs kind of lay an egg, but we just got to wait and see. So it's a pass for now and maybe look for something like that.
The closest I am to moving on anything in this game would be Leafs first period. Again, back-to-back, you're still running on the adrenaline of last night. Usually when you're on a back-to-back, your legs are there early in the game, and then they fade later in the game, second period, third period. So, you know, that I came close to moving on the Leafs first period, but like I said, I'm going to wait for the BetCast. And the one concern I have with that is that New Jersey, for all this talk about how they've given up the first goal a shit ton this year, especially at home, against Nashville, they actually did finally score the first goal. So we'll see if they can keep that going. But I did have some interest in Leafs first period. What do you think here in this one, Matt? Leafs, Devils?
Yeah, so I'm a little bit different than both you guys, and I'll tell you why. I'm on Toronto money line and team total over 3.5. Reason being, if Toronto wins this game, they will be equal games played to Florida, 1 point back on Florida, and they play Florida in one of their last four games.
Oh, yeah, home ice is at stake. And second in the Atlantic, which would give them home ice. They can catch Florida still. Yep, definitely.
Yeah, and, you know, New Jersey's obviously not in good form. No Jack Hughes. I think Toronto knows this is one of those games that they have to win. I think if Toronto scores in the first couple of minutes, you're not going to get a price of minus 130 or anything close to that the rest of the game. So I'm just going to go ahead and take it, not for big money or anything. And then first period is start on my end as well as game over. So those will be looks for live. But I think Toronto wins this game. I think they have no problem scoring four goals against the Devils in the form that they're in. And again, I think these inferior games, I was looking just now at their schedule coming up. They've got this game. They play the Devils again on Thursday, Detroit, and then they've got the Florida series in Florida. So I think they know if they set themselves up to be either tied or maybe ahead of Florida going into that game, you know, they're going to really like the position they're in. So, I think this is a must win for Toronto, even though, you know, they're obviously locked into a playoff spot. I think home ice with Florida, I think they would definitely take that. So, Toronto money line, Toronto team total over 3.5, which is plus money on the.
All right. Good stuff indeed. I like it, actually, because to me, Toronto or nothing. I don't want New Jersey. I know that. I don't want any part of the Devils right now. That Nashville loss really cemented their non-playoff status. If it wasn't, you know, decided already, that definitely did. So you worry about what kind of response you're going to get. Plus no Jack Hughes here in this game. You're making our guy Goose very happy, Tim York with the Leaf love. So he's appreciating that in the chat, no doubt about it. All right, Ottawa, Florida. Next up, we've got Florida minus 250, home favorite, 6 the total. I do want to mention Matthew Nyes is heating up. He is scoring and scoring and scoring lately, and he's worth a look again as far as props, too, for Toronto tonight. We've got the Panthers here, -250, home favorites, 6 the total in this game. Sergei Bobrovsky confirmed in net for the Panthers. Jonas Korpisalo for Ottawa. What this Ottawa team is something else. Good luck trying to pin them down and what they're going to do one night to the next, right? They lose at home to New Jersey, 4-3. They're down 4-1 going into the third on home ice against Jersey. And then the very next night on a back-to-back against a rested Washington team, all they do is go into Washington and beat the Capitals 3-2 in overtime and hand the Capitals a very costly loss as they try to battle for their playoff lives. So, you know, good luck trying to figure out what Ottawa is going to do one night to the next. That being said, this might be my sick-in-the-head bet of the night, but I think Ottawa could be live here, believe it or not. You look at Florida, they're coming off this road trip that they've had. A loss against Boston that really, really does hurt their chances to win the Atlantic Division at this point. Now, they are trying to stay ahead of Toronto, so that should be something that's very, very important to them. But Paul Maurice came out and said something yesterday, and he talked about how Ekman-Larsson now is out. They said he probably could play through it, but we don't want to put him through that. You know, we're just trying to keep everyone upright here for next week. That's not a bet on quote. I'm sorry, from Paul Maurice. That's not a bet on quote. That's not a bet on quote that tells me, yeah, we want a gun for Boston still for the division. Oh, we really care about staying ahead of Toronto for home ice. I don't think they give two shits. They started on the road every series last year in the Stanley Cup playoffs, and it didn't matter one bit. They still won in the first round. They still won in the second round. They still beat Carolina in the East Final last year, even though they did not have home ice advantage in any of those series. They really look like a team that knows they've kind of been leaking oil down the stretch. They look a little like they've hit some fatigue. Let's get people healthy. Let's be cautious with Ekman-Larsson. Let's sit him down just like we've sat down Aaron Ekblad and Carter Verhaeghe. This is not a team where I think Florida's all that. You know, they're not going balls to the wall to win the Atlantic. They're not going balls to the wall, in my opinion, to hang in front of Toronto for second in the division, just based on what I'm hearing out of Maurice right now. I mean, he says we're just trying to keep everybody upright and ready to go for next week. That's not like, hey, we want to maintain home ice advantage here and stay ahead of Toronto or catch Boston. And then you look at Ottawa. Look, they could get blown out 6-0 just like they did last week at home by the Florida Panthers. But I think it's a little different now. You're playing a team that just totally embarrassed you at home the other night or last week, 6-0. You've got an Ottawa team that, believe it or not, against the better foes at times, they've stepped up. Look, they played spoiler against Washington. No one really thought that on a back-to-back. So this is going to be, for me, I'm going to do a little money line team total split here with Ottawa. +200 and a little team total over 2.5 here. I mean, to me, with what I'm hearing from the coach himself, this looks like a Florida team that's not all that excited about and not, like, they don't have that gusto to me to have that motivation at this point in time. Sure, they'd like to win the division. Sure, they'd like to finish second in the Atlantic ahead of Toronto, but not ahead of keeping guys healthy, not ahead of, you know, some of the decisions we've seen from Paul Maurice with the personnel lately. And I think that makes them, you know, a bit of a tricky team to want to bet on here in these remaining games of the regular season. So I'm going to take my shot here with Ottawa. And keep in mind, Ottawa in Florida in particular, didn't they beat them earlier this year in Florida? I think so. I think one of the meetings down there in Florida, Ottawa was victorious against this Panthers team. So I think when you look at this situation here involving the Senators, they can, if the good Ottawa shows up, and that's kind of what I'm banking on, and that's the great mystery to this game. Will we get a good version of the Ottawa Senators tonight? But I think there's a potential. You know what? They didn't win in Florida, but they took it to overtime, 3-2. That's the game I was thinking of. They didn't win it, but they did lead the majority of that game. They lost 3-2 in overtime. So what I'm going to do here is Ottawa split money line and team total, and maybe a sprinkle on the draw too, just in case, because we did see them take Florida to overtime in this building earlier this year. Alex, what do you think here, Ottawa, Florida?
Yeah, I'm rolling with what the chat's been talking about. I like Ottawa getting a goal and a half, laying $1.20. This is the time of year to look for that. And like I said, just kind of just playing it close and safe, because Florida, like I said, dominated them. They won 13 of the last 16 meetings. So it seems like, you know, maybe it's just bad matchups. Even if Florida's at half speed, they could still probably find a way to get the win out of this game. So maybe if Ottawa keeps it close, cover the puck line here, land a fairly cheap price, it's $1.20. That's the only thing I'll roll with. And then if I see anything that changes in game, we'll be on the betcast tonight for it.
All right, there you go. And that team total for Ottawa is dirt cheap. It's plus 110. You can get plus money on that over 2.5 for the Senators in this game. What do you think here, Matt? Ottawa, Florida.
Yeah, so initially I was just on the first period over for this one. And mainly that is props to our guy Chris Otto. Mentioned that that's a great play for tonight's game. So I am going to ride that. But I also, you know, I think Ottawa sticks in the game, as you mentioned. So I do like a team total over 2.5. I could see this being like a 3-3 game going into the third or something like that. I think, you know, Florida's definitely not playing in full shutdown mode. And as you mentioned, they don't seem to have that extra motivation that maybe some teams have at this point in the year. So, you know, maybe we see a couple of easy goals early, kind of both ways. And then, you know, just sort of a system play for me. I'll probably throw together a little Brady Matty T prop bet. You can do point for each of them. You can do both of them to score a goal, you know, things like that. Just because, you know, you've mentioned it before, they're brothers. They're very competitive. And, you know, if any game Brady T wants to come out and play well, you know, it's this game in Florida, you know, so that when they go to dinner after the game, he can talk shit. So I could see that. So, yeah, that'll be my only pregame play. And then, yeah, we'll see how this game kind of shakes out. And, you know, maybe it's a slow start and you get a good over, or maybe there's goals galore in the first period and then you, you know, live bet an under or something like that. So we'll see how it plays.
Yeah, they look like they, just to me, everything that I'm hearing and reading is just Florida really wants to keep everyone healthy and ready to go for this playoff run right now. And I think because of the success they had last year, they're thinking is, you know what, who cares if we have home ice or we don't have home ice? Just put us anywhere against anyone. We'll be ready to go next Saturday when it's all said and done. So, like I said, that's, and with Ottawa, now, like I said, hopefully it's good Ottawa tonight, because if it's bad Ottawa, they're not probably going to win this game. But like I said, you got to take a chance every now and then, and that's what I'm doing here with this one. All right, Battle of New York. Next up, Rangers-Islanders. They're actually going to play each other twice this week. They're playing each other Saturday to kick off the ABC Hockey Saturday triple header, by the way, for ABC Hockey Saturday this weekend. So including Matt's Dallas Stars, they play Seattle. That's the second game of the triple header on Saturday, and then Bruins-Penguins at night. So it's a triple header hockey on ABC Saturday. But that'll be Islanders at the Rangers. Tonight it's Rangers at the Islanders at UBS. The Rangers minus 130, road favorites, 5.5 the total here in this game. I'm taking over 5.5 here. That's the obvious for me. I mean, the Rangers are, what, 10-1 to the over now in their last 11 games? All they do is keep going over the total. Offense can't be stopped. The power play's humming. They're scoring at 5-on-5. I'm not convinced the Islanders shut them down here in this spot either. It looks like tonight we're going to see probably Sorokin in net. No, Varlamov for the Islanders because of his jam at Nashville on Saturday where he had that great game. Let me see it again, though. I mean, it was a brilliant start against Nashville. 41 save shutout for Semyon Varlamov. But let's see it again tonight here against the very explosive, potent New York Rangers right now. But on the flip side, the Islanders are playing for their playoff lives. You know, I think you're going to see a spirited effort from them. You know, last time the Rangers were in this spot, playing a team that was desperate, Detroit, on the road last week, Detroit scored 3 goals in that game. So I think the Islanders can chip in some offense as well. I think over 5.5, cheap total for a team that's cashed overs in 10 of their last 11 games, like the New York Rangers. Alex, what do you think here, Rangers, Islanders?
Yeah, I like the full game over, 5.5 minus $1.15. I like the first period over. Now I'll be playing the smaller at minus $1.10, adding more on the betcast. But also going to look at that over power play goals. I got to try and bring it up. This definitely feels like it could be one of those games. Obviously, a rivalry game means a lot for the Islanders, needing that, you know, fighting for their playoff lives. I think we see some chippiness early in this game, and I think just throughout. So definitely one of those games where they go over with the power play goals as well as first period and full game.
All right, good stuff. Matt's going to have to depart in a couple of minutes, so we'll let him talk Rangers-Islanders, and then we'll go rapid-fire through the rest of the card with Matt, and then go best bet and bargain bin with him as well. But what do you think here, Matt, Rangers-Islanders?
Yeah, my only play initially is the first, or sorry, is the full game over. Love it at 5.5. I have the first period over Stard, so this will be one that hopefully there's not a goal the first minute or two, and then I get a little better price. But I do like the first period over in this one as well. Nothing really on the sides. I mean, obviously I lean Rangers, but this time of year, you know, rivalry New York game. I think whoever wins tonight loses on, you said Thursday they play again. So maybe I take a shot at that game, but I'm just going to stay off the sides on this one.
No doubt. And by the way, if you're looking at series history as well, 4-0 to the over between these two teams in the last four head-to-head meetings, 4-3, 5-3, 6-5, 5-2 final scores. So yeah, that's why this total, when I saw it 5.5, I was a little perplexed. All right. We'll go through the rest of the card quickly with the rest of the slate. Washington and Detroit, Matt, what do you think here? Capitals and Red Wings, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm probably going to pass on this pregame. This is one of the games we talked about before the show that I'm most excited for as far as a viewership perspective. I lean Detroit here. The only thing I'm kind of looking at is maybe Detroit over 3.5 goals plus money. But yeah, I'll probably save this one to see how the first period shakes out, you know, see if it's Washington playing in desperation mode or if, you know, they've kind of packed it in after the recent play. So probably nothing for me on this pregame.
Winnipeg, Nashville. Winnipeg can still catch Colorado for second in the Central. It can still be done. Dallas did them a big solid on Sunday night. Big game for them now all of a sudden, knowing they can catch Colorado. Minus 110 even money here with them against a Nashville total 5.5. Matt, what do you think?
Yeah, I typically I'm a over 5.5 auto play guy, but given both these goalies, I think I'm going to take Winnipeg here as my only play. I think they have a lot to play for, and they know that first round series against Colorado, which it's shaping up to like 99% chance that's what's going to happen. They would love to have that home ice advantage in that series. So I'm going to take Winnipeg here.
All right, Matt's favorite part of the show, Buffalo Sabres and Dallas Stars. Dallas minus 225, 6 the total. What do you think?
Yeah, we talked about this pregame. I still love Dallas in this spot, just given that they can kind of, you know, lock things up. I think once, if they do clinch the Central, I won't be betting on Dallas at all the rest of the regular season, just because I think, like, for example, that Thursday game against Winnipeg, you know, do I even want them to win that game? Would I rather Winnipeg win and end up with home ice advantage over Colorado? But yeah, I love Dallas in this spot. I love their team total over 3.5 is something I really like. Again, similar to the last couple games, those first three lines are all buzzing. So I think you can take any of those prop bets and feel pretty safe. But and then I'll also probably jump on the first period over in this one. As well. And then, you know, these are not necessarily system plays or betting plays. These are just with my heart. I'll also be on money line regulation and the puck line as well. Because again, I think this is a spot where Dallas still, you know, knows they need to try and clinch the Central and get that home ice. So I think, you know, they're still going to be buzzing tonight. Andre's on a 7-game heater. I don't think he wants to let that go to a Sabres team at home. So, yeah.
There we go. Buffalo, Dallas. All right, Minnesota, Colorado, Matt.
Yeah, I mean, I would love to sit here and say I'm on Minnesota, but I just don't see it happening. This is probably a pass game for me. This will be a game that maybe I look at live if Minnesota scores early, or if there's no goals the first 10 minutes, then you jump on an over. I think Colorado can score 4 or 5 in this game. I just don't know if I trust Minnesota to get two. So I won't be on anything pregame.
Now, these slow starts have got to be starting to get concerning for Jared Bednar and his team, but we'll see if they can finally have a good start tonight. All right. LA Anaheim playing for, well, I shouldn't say that. Kings are still battling for positioning, but Anaheim's playing for exercise. Anything here, Matt?
Probably nothing on the sides. I definitely lean LA. I think they're kind of in that mix. They're battling with Vegas. They know every game counts. I don't see them losing this game. I'll probably just jump on the over at 5.5. I think the Ducks will score a goal or two just, you know, in that nonchalant, don't really have to worry about anything. And I think LA's got to try and ensure that they get this win. So I'll probably be on that over, but that's pretty much it for me pregame.
All right, Arizona, Seattle.
Another one. I kind of lean the over here with six. Just, again, two teams that won't be blocking shots, you know, won't be laying body. I think they're just going to be out there having a good time. So I look for – is Decord confirmed in net, or is it going to be
let me just check on that. Grubauer. Grubauer confirmed.
Oh, Grubauer. Because I was kind of hoping for a little Josh Stone against Joey Decord, little ASU ties.
There you go.
But that is a prop I've been jumping on. Josh Stone, anytime goal scorer. He's slowed down, obviously, after that first three games. But, you know, it's always good value. I think it's like plus 400 or more. So, yeah, maybe on that. But outside of that, just the over for me.
Calgary, San Jose, last game.
Calgary, San Jose. I kind of lean over here. I think Calgary takes care of business with a bad San Jose team. But, you know, Calgary is not standing on their head defensively. They've tightened up a little bit since the trades, but I still don't trust it. So I'll take the over here. It's even money at six. Maybe even lean first period over as well, but probably just the over for this one pregame, and then we'll see, you know, if we're still going tonight for this one. But may just be a game that I don't have anything on.
I'm up in the air with how late I'm going to let the BetCast run tonight. Depends on how good the late games are. If they're snooze fests, we'll shut it down a little earlier. But again, we'll see how those late games go. But great stuff, Matt. I know you got to run. So bargain bin special, what do you got?
Yeah, so I know you kind of went against this. He has slowed down, but I think, you know, Tampa could score five or six tonight. I've got Anthony Duclair over 1.5 point plus 400. I have gotten a couple tweets from folks that, you know, their book doesn't have the over 1.5 points. So one way to do this, if you like it, his assist prop is plus 220. His goal props plus 170. Point prop is minus 105. I've been doing these player prop trifectas because if they score a goal, you get the goal on point. You know, you end up making your money back. So that's a way to look at it if you're on a book, you know, in an area that doesn't have the over points. But yeah, Duclair over 1.5 points tonight for Tampa Bay. That's my bargain bin of the night.
There you go. All right. And best bet, Matt, before we let you go, there you have at it. What do you like?
Yeah, again, no surprises here. But again, I think it's a great spot for Dallas. I think they are trying to clinch that Central Division. And then I think they take their foot off the gas a little bit and kind of coast into the playoffs. But for tonight, they're at home again. They're starting their last four games at home. I think they'll be hyped up. I think the AAC will be rocking tonight. So I'm going to take Dallas team total over 3.5. I think if Dallas can't score four goals against the Buffalo team that just got eliminated, then they've got a lot bigger issues. And with those three lines buzzing and a fourth line that's rolling as well, I think four goals is a very capable task. So we'll go Dallas team total over 3.5. That's my best bet tonight.
There you go. Dallas Stars looking to punctuate a Central Division title there tonight. Dallas team total over 3.5, minus 120. It's a very, very reasonable price at Pinnacle with that Dallas Stars team total, and that's Matt's best bet. Matt, as always, it's a pleasure, and we'll see you tonight for the BetCast.
Yeah, sounds good. I've got a couple meetings, and I'm going to hit the liquor store, make sure I've got some good beers in the fridge, and I'll be ready to rock at 7 o'clock Eastern time. So I'll see everybody there.
All right, sounds good stuff, Matt. We'll see you then. All right, there he is, Matt Robinson, with us, of course, Tuesdays and Thursdays on the show. All right, let's go back around to where we left off, Alex and I. It was, Washington-Detroit. That's where we're going to go next. Huge game. Can't wait. It's like a playoff game for both teams. Red Wings minus 150, home favorites, 6 the total in this one. I mean, if you're betting the form right now, it's Detroit for me. The only thing I don't love is the price being what it is. So this is going to be a Detroit minus 150 for me. I'm going to right on the threshold of where, you know, I don't love laying more than minus one. I don't want to screw around with the regulation or minus one or anything like that. I really want to avoid that. But I really, truly think Detroit is showing me more with this back against the wall stretch of the season than I'm seeing out of Washington right now. Because that was a bad loss against Ottawa on Sunday. And the Red Wings at home, Dylan Larkin's playing like a man possessed right now, trying to get his team into the playoffs. He's been awesome for the Red Wings. Alex Lyon has steadied the ship in net after a bit of a bobble there for a bit. He needed to get some rest. Nuzi Lalonde sat him down for a week. Mental, physical refresh. And since he's come back, he's been a lot better for the Red Wings in between the pipes for them. Of course, for Washington here in this game, we're looking at Lindgren, who hasn't been as good lately. Oshie's banged up. Sandin's now out on the blue line for them as well. Although I'm now seeing that Mo Sider has popped up on the injury report here for, not the injury report, he's got an illness right now, but he still might play tonight for Detroit. But yeah, I'll lay the price here with Detroit. In fact, earlier it was a little bit of a better price than it is now. It's gone up slightly. Let me see if shop around and see what BetStamp has as the best price out there. Oh, minus 145 at Bet99. So that's a little bit better. You know, every cent counts. So yeah, we'll go with that. Detroit minus 145 here against Washington. What do you think here in this one, Alex? Capitals, Red Wings.
So it's another one where I did grab small pieces of draw at FanDuel plus 350. Definitely shop around because I'm seeing prices that are below 300 for this draw. So don't want to do anything like that. This will probably be more of a betcast game, to be honest. Like I said, you know, both these teams obviously battling against each other. They don't want to go past regulation. They both would like to get the 2 points and make sure the other team gets nothing. But I think this game just goes back and forth and finds its way going past regulation. So definitely be looking for some spots back and forth. Maybe Detroit, I lean obviously more with them. They're the better team. And I do have a player prop that I'll talk about later on with the Wings as well. But this is going to be a fun game to watch. I'm glad we'll be watching all this together because this is probably the marquee game of the night, considering the circumstances for both clubs.
Yeah, no doubt. Back on it, any and all Dylan Larkin for me props tonight. We'll be back on that Express as well. So, and again, I actually am going to grab a piece of the over as well. Just because of history. I mean, we've seen two overs with the teams head-to-head this year in the two previous meetings. I am worried that it's kind of a tighter game, maybe with such big stakes on the line, but series history says we should be betting over here, especially with the total at 6, you know, not the 6.5. So I will add a little over 6 in addition to the Red Wings here, minus 145. Dylan Larkin props as well. I think if you're going to bet anyone on Washington, you have to bet Ovi. Because Ovi's been the guy that's been carrying it for the Caps lately. Great game, though. Looking forward to that. Winnipeg-Nashville. Even money, minus 110 both sides. 5.5 the total in this game. I know Matt likes Winnipeg. I lean Winnipeg, too. I mean, they're starting to play a little bit better. Yeah, they had that little slump a few weeks ago. But you look at what they've done here the last few games. They've steadied the ship. They've won 3 in a row. LA, Calgary, Minnesota. Now, the last two teams were teams that are not going to make the playoffs. This is going to be a step up for Winnipeg here against Nashville, who have beaten the Jets, by the way, in two of the three meetings this year between the two teams. Nashville's 2-1 in the season series. 3-2 win in Nashville, 4-2 win in Winnipeg last month, back when Winnipeg was kind of scuffling. But this is a big, big, big game here for the Winnipeg Jets because they really can catch Colorado still for second place in the Central Division, which is the all-important home ice advantage in the first round of the playoffs. So definitely a lot here on the line here for this Winnipeg team tonight. It looks like as far as the goaltending matchup, we will see the number ones, Hellebuck and Saros, in net for their respective teams. So I don't know why I haven't bet Winnipeg yet, though. It's just I do have a lot of respect for Nashville and the way they've played the last couple months. I do think Winnipeg's got a lot to play for, and we'll see if they can get the job done. This is going to be a game where I think if Nashville gets the lead, I'll live bet Winnipeg. That's going to be the approach rather than taking the minus 110 pregame. What do you think here, Alex? Jets, Predators?
Yeah, that makes sense, and that's kind of the way I have the circle. I like Jets. I like draw as well. Because these two teams, despite being in the same division, they're not in each other's way. Nashville is just trying to get another point so they can clinch their playoff spot officially. Winnipeg trying to fight to get that home ice spot. So this could definitely be one of those games that slows down late if it's tied. But I think Winnipeg could come out with a little bit more energy. If Nashville does get the first goal, except we'll have the buy-on sign to get Winnipeg at plus money. So definitely a live spot look for them, but pregame going with the draw.
All right, draw for Alex pregame. And like I said, we're both interested in Winnipeg, but maybe at a better price live during the BetCast here tonight. All right, by the way, we can't bet Nino Niederreiter to score against his old team because it doesn't look like he's going to play tonight for the Winnipeg Jets. He is out, so that's unfortunate. As far as Nashville, you got Forsberg and O'Reilly have been awesome. Evangelista, too, it was worth a mention. He got the tying goal against New Jersey the other night, so props involving him. And for Winnipeg, look, Gabe Vilardi heating up once again. And you know when that guy starts to produce, he can go on these torrid streaks of offensive production, of goal production, point production. So Gabe Vilardi, it looks like an obvious candidate here for a props tonight involving the Winnipeg Jets. All right, Buffalo-Dallas. We've got the Stars minus 225 home favorites, six the total in this game. This is one where, from a money line perspective, I want nothing here. Buffalo, I don't trust. That was a dream crusher, season crusher, season ender loss to Detroit. Now there's absolutely there. It was already going to be very difficult for them to make the playoffs. Well, very difficult became impossible, you know, with that loss against the Detroit Red Wings on Sunday afternoon. So I don't trust Buffalo off that kind of a loss that pretty much killed any faint playoff hopes. But, you know, be careful with minus 225, this kind of a price on Dallas, just because of the fact they're off the game of the season for them. That I can't say enough how impressive that was to beat Colorado like that, put a seventh spot on the board, and do so when you had to fly into Denver for that game the morning of the game because of wind problems and wind difficulties at Denver Airport the night before. Just an incredible job by Dallas to play that well. They came out ready. It was very unfortunate they were down 1-0 early because they dominated the first period. Sure enough, they rectified that. They turned it into a 2-1 lead after the first period, and they just outplayed Colorado from start to finish. One of the best performances of the season by this Dallas team. But you're off a huge win like that. You're back home. They have had these little letdown spots. Well, earlier in the season they did. You know, they have been better at avoiding that, although they did have the 3-2 loss to Chicago. So, but I think Matt was onto something to where if you're going to take Dallas, they probably still have a reasonable chance, more than reasonable chance, to score four goals. And that team total is very, very reasonable, over 3.5 here, minus 120. So I think I will jump in on a little team total on the Stars here, over 3.5, minus 120. And anything else we do with this game, we'll look toward the live betcast here tonight. Alex, what do you think? Buffalo, Dallas.
Yeah, well, it's funny. We were talking about it, you know, before the show, and Matt liked this team total over with Dallas as his best bet, and it was right on the cusp of being one of my best bets as well. But I definitely love the spot. I grabbed minus $1.10 earlier this morning. I like it all the way to minus $1.25 at 3.5. It's Eric Comrie, more than likely projected to start for Buffalo, who has been awful. 1-7 with a 3.78 goals against, an .869 save percentage.
That's an our season's over decision right there, well, pretty much. Because Pekka Luukkonen, and I wondered if they would sit him down tonight, and sure enough, they have. Yep.
It's so funny because we go all the way back to July when they announced that he was going to be the guy to come back, and there was going to be this weird three-goalie tandem. And that was when I said, I don't think that's a good idea, Buffalo. Probably going to keep them out of the playoffs. So how fitting is it that the first game that they get eliminated, this is the guy who starts? Give me Dallas team total. And I might even grab a little bit of four at plus money, too. This could be a route. So we might add on some other things totals wise in game, but just going with the third 3.5 over with Dallas and first period over. Is it at a price where we can wait for it? Just trying to bring up all my screens at minus $1.30. Yeah, we can wait for that. So that's not one I'll be sprinkling pregame. I'll be waiting to grab $1.10 or better. I don't think we'll see a goal in the first 2 minutes, so we should have time on the betcast to grab that.
There we go. There's going to be some good live opportunities. We've got so much circled for live during the betcast tonight. And I made a point of it. I find I fuck around too much on the betcast, and I don't bet enough live bets, and I don't have enough of a plan going into it with some of these games. And especially this time of year, you got to have one. And I find we've got plans and modes of strategy that we have got ready to rock for this betcast with a bunch of the games on the schedule. So that's good. And you're right, Eric Comrie's numbers are pretty darn dreadful this season for the Buffalo Sabres. So we'll see if Dallas can capitalize on that here tonight. All right, Minnesota and Colorado. We've got the Avs minus 200 home favorites, 6.5 being the total here. Huge favorites, obviously, the Avs in this game. But all of a sudden, the games are very important now for the Avs as they're trying to just stay in front of the Winnipeg Jets for second in the Central and home ice advantage in that first round. And all of a sudden, some stumbles recently for the Avalanche, and Winnipeg obviously going on a 3-game win streak, you know, have kind of opened the door here for Winnipeg. I mean, Colorado's a very meandering 2-5 in their last 7 games going into this matchup tonight. You know, they lost back-to-back to the Habs and the Rangers on home ice. They did beat Nashville after that, 7-4 at home. They go on the road trip. They have, you know, they get goalied by Tarasov that night. and they lose to the Jackets 4-1. They did beat Minnesota last week 5-2, good response. And then the back-to-back losses to, albeit to Edmonton and Dallas, you know, two Western Conference contenders. So it's not like they lost anyone bad, but and Dallas is as odd as any team in the NHL right now. Tonight should be a response from Colorado. It's fair to me. I see over 3.5 -120 staring me in the face with a Colorado team total. I'm going to look in that direction. I think they could probably put 4 on the board here tonight against the Minnesota Wild. Now, Minnesota, you know, after that Colorado loss, they lost to Winnipeg 4-2. They did respond on the back-to-back at Chicago, shutting out the Blackhawks. And Jesper Wallstedt was very good, much better than he was in his first start against Dallas. And he gets his first NHL win in shutout fashion against Chicago. But they go back to Filip Gustavsson here tonight in net against Colorado. Georgiev in net for the Avs. Obviously, the last time we saw these two teams go head-to-head in Minnesota last week, just 5 days ago, essentially, it was 5-2 in favor of Colorado. Worth noting, the full game went over. First period went over as well. So for me, it's Avalanche team total over 3.5, and I'm going to tack on the over bifecta here in this game as well. Over 1.5 first period, over 6.5 full game. Alex, what do you think here? Wild Avs.
Yeah, I love this first period over. You got an Avs team that's best in the league in that category. 8 of the last 10 overall for them have gone over in the first period. We've only seen 4-4 the last 8 meetings between these two teams, but like you mentioned, 2-1 just 5 days ago, that first period score. So definitely liking the first period over here, especially with them running Georgiev back. I mean, like I said, this is going to be their downfall, in my opinion. And they might get the win here, of course, because it's Minnesota and they're just a bumbling team out of the playoff race. But these games here where now you got to play Georgiev because you're trying to get home ice. You got something still to play for, but you should have been able to rest him in the middle of the years, in the middle of this year, rather, so he could be fresh enough for this spot. I think running him down to the ground, if you don't get home ice, now you're talking about a tired Georgiev and a Colorado team that, remember, they were awful on the road the beginning of, and the majority of this year. And now you add that on. So this is a problem waiting to happen. Colorado gets the win here tonight. Maybe if the Wild can jump up and get a lead, we can try and grab some Avs live because we know they're a great comeback team. But definitely liking just the first period over here. Grab that, and then we'll try and grab some more in-game as well.
All right. Yes, and this is another one of those games where you got McKinnon. You know, McKinnon with anything right now. Shots on goal as well for McKinnon. McKinnon has been a shots-on-goal machine, especially at home. Obviously, goal prop, assist prop, point props especially. Like, McKinnon's, you know, trying to win a Hart Trophy, so there's incentive. No question about it for McKinnon to get points, just like we talked about with Kucherov for Tampa Bay, just like we talked about for McDavid with Edmonton and Matthews with Toronto. So these are all definitely point prop, player prop things you need to be aware of this late in the season.
I think this game could be close enough to where if we see Colorado 4-2, Wild pull the goalie, and McKinnon last goal, which I'm seeing plus 600 at DraftKings, might be worth a sprinkle.
Yeah, the last goal prop, too, for these players, because if they're on the ice and they're up by one, guess what? You're going to be in a situation where they'll feed that player the puck because they're going to try to get them their cookies, get them their points that they need, especially with the race being as tight as it is. Oh, Brian, that's okay. I mean, hey, duty calls. I have to ref 3 men's leagues games tonight, so won't be able to check out the BetCast. That's all right. We've got 4 more to go here in the month of April after tonight, so plenty more opportunity to join us, no doubt, on these BetCasts, no question. Yeah, Brock Faber for this so-called Calder race that Alex thinks is dead already. But nevertheless, Brock Faber, yeah, if you believe in the Calder race still being on between him and Connor Bedard.
Plus 1,200 still available. It's been there for weeks. Bet it. Yep. If you like him to win it, bet it.
Yeah, to me, the thing is that he's going to be in trouble with is that they'll find any reason to give it to Bedard. They just will. You know, he's the number one overall pick, and his numbers aren't so drastically off. And remember, he missed a lot of time due to injury earlier this year as well. You know, I can't see them giving it to anyone but Bedard, seriously. I mean, that's just the way I see it.
He missed 14 games, 41 total days, never lost the point race in the rookie race, never lost a point lead with the Hawks in that time that he was gone. He's the Calder Trophy winner.
There you go. Case closed, says Alex B. Smith. All right, L.A. and Anaheim. Kings minus 290, road favorites, 5.5 the total here in this matchup. The Ducks are just a man. Actually, you know what? They actually showed some fight against St. Louis because they were trailing and they rallied back and they tied it only to lose in a shootout 6-5. I mean, that tells you all you need to know about Anaheim's plight. I'm still wondering how they beat Calgary in Calgary. But again, the Flames always do that, lose at home to teams they should beat. L.A., meanwhile, look, three straight wins for them against Seattle, San Jose, and Vancouver. Of course, for them, you know, you can't take anything for granted. Still got to try to win these games down the stretch. You haven't clinched shit yet. You know, you've got to keep on going here.
I'm not sure if Ian, are you frozen or if it's on my end? I'm not sure. You guys can hear me, let me know. Probably going to be popping back in. We'll probably see double Ian in a little bit. I'll do like this game. There's a spot that I like here, but I'm just going to wait for him to kind of come pop back into it.
There we go.
Everybody hit the like button. Okay, be back. I don't know if it's your internet or yours.
No, it's just because there's so many windows open and it's just the computer can't deal with it. So there you go. That's why that happens. It's actually not my internet. People wonder, your internet does this every day? No, it's just going to have too many windows. You know what? A computer needs a scan. It needs to be cleansed. Memory and all that needs to be cleansed. So we'll have to do that sooner rather than later. LA has dominated Anaheim, by the way. 8 straight wins over the Anaheim Ducks for this LA team. So I don't want Anaheim. It's a question of what do you do here? I think the total might be in play, quite honestly. 3 of the last 4 meetings have gone over between these two teams. Kings are 4-1 to the over all of a sudden in their last 5 games. We know we don't always trust the Anaheim Ducks to keep the puck out of their own net. I know Dostal's in net once again for the Ducks. He's been better certainly than John Gibson. But again, you start to wonder if fatigue is going to set in for this kid a little bit, because we haven't seen him nearly be as dialed in and sharp as he was, say, a few weeks ago or even a month ago. Talbot for L.A., total only being 5.5. You could talk me into over here with these two teams, Kings and the Ducks. What do you think here, Alex? L.A., Anaheim.
Yeah, I like this first period over. Grabbed this one earlier today. When you see an L.A. on a 10-2 run and against Anaheim, we've seen them cash in 3 straight with the first period over. Like I said, Dostal's played a ton of minutes, and I think now kind of in the year we may see him kind of fizzle out a bit, that defense fizzle out. And like I said, Kings are in the playoffs. They're still kind of fighting for things, but who on Anaheim, like I said, trying to dive down and block shots at this point? They know that everything's pretty much over and done with. And even being a rivalry game, I don't see them really kind of taking this one, too much to heart. So I like the first period over here. Probably won't really be adding anything else.
Well, two to keep in mind is LA's got 93. You know, they don't want to slip down to wild card 2, you know, where the Vegas Golden Knights are right now. They're only 1 point ahead of Vegas, so there is reason to keep winning here if you're the LA Kings. Plus, you haven't even clinched a play. You're going to clinch at some point. Like, I don't think they're in a position where they're going to just collapse, and I don't think anyone can catch them. But you want to get that done sooner rather than later, and you want to stay ahead of Vegas, and you want to stay in that third spot in the Pacific, you know, as opposed to dropping to the second wild card spot. So I think that's reason enough for LA to want to play well here down the stretch, and certainly they've won 8 straight against Anaheim. You know what I might do too as well? First period over, full game over, maybe a little LA team total as well, over 3.5. Might jump a little bit on that as well. All right, we've got Arizona and Seattle next up here. The Kraken minus 145 home favorites here in this game, and the total sitting right around 6 pretty much across the board. I'm going to go with those desert dogs here, literally as dogs, against the Seattle Kraken. I said earlier, I think it was on a few of the shows recently, anytime Seattle's favored, I'm going to go against it the rest of the year. I mean, this is a Seattle team that obviously disappointing season. They were hoping to build on a second round playoff appearance last year. Hasn't happened for them. And now they're a minus 145 favorite in this game. Now they've kind of steadied the ship, I guess you could say. They've won 3 of their last, 4 of their last 6 games. 4-2 their last 6. But again, look at these victories. 3 of them against Anaheim, who can't win a game to save their lives right now, outside of that one win against Calgary, and then San Jose. So they've won 4 of their last 6. 3 of the wins were Anaheim, 1 was San Jose. So it's not like that's a who's who of quality victories for the Seattle Kraken here in recent games. Yotes are playing hard down the stretch. I'm seeing great effort. You know, it's not always pretty, but what I saw from them against Vegas to basically wipe out a 4-1 deficit in the third period against the Golden Knights, come back and beat them 7-4, six unanswered goals in the third period. And then they beat San Jose 5-2 very comfortably on Sunday. We'll see if they can keep it going here. They're 4-2 in their last six, but you look at some of their wins, Alex, compared to Seattle. Arizona's got a win against Nashville. Arizona's got a win against Vegas on their resume during this 4-2 stretch. Meanwhile, this Seattle 4-2 stretch is sisters of the poor. You know, three against San Jose and one against Anaheim. Give me the Coyotes here, plus 125, and maybe a little team total for them as well. What do you think, Alex? Arizona, Seattle.
Yeah, it's a dog and draw split for me. I like Arizona, like I said, that plus price. They've been playing better competition and hanging around and beating better competition. But I also like the draw. We've seen back-to-back meetings go past regulation, and all that kind of leads into maybe grabbing some overs. But I will wait and grab both of them in game, first period and full game. I definitely think we can see some back-and-forth action, maybe not a whole lot of defense. I don't know if you heard the quote from Scottsdale's mayor saying, yeah, we don't want the Coyotes around here. So you kind of wonder how that's going to really affect them when they are back at home in those last couple of games. But on the road, it should just be all business. And I think we see some goals back and forth here. But I like the Yotes to win. And I'll sprinkle a little bit on the draw, and we'll be looking for some overs in game.
Yeah, Philip Grubauer confirmed in net for Seattle. Vemelka, not confirmed, but projected for Arizona. And, yes, there's two big absences for Seattle, Bailey. No, who's asking? John in the chat. John Chow. McCann and Dunn are both out. And obviously McCann's one of their best forwards, and Vince Dunn's their best defenseman, and certainly offensive defenseman. That's what keeps me off the overs for the game. It's why I veer more toward Arizona's team total, because they might have to carry the load off. Because, look, you saw what happened with Seattle offensively the last time Vince Dunn was out. I mean, they just stopped scoring as a team. You know, that's what happened. And so I think Arizona team total, I'd feel a little safer with that. And I definitely think Arizona money line, well worth a look here in this game, plus 125. That Arizona team total, it's only over 2.5, around minus 125. So it's a very good price there for Coyotes team total in this game against the Seattle Kraken. I like the money line and team total split for sure with Arizona. All right. And yes, Doan, Keller, Gunther, Cooley, you know who. Even Bukestad. Bukestad's been pretty good lately as well the last couple of weeks. I'm cycling the same players every game right now with Arizona because all of those players I mentioned have been very consistent for them offensively, no doubt. All right, next up, we've got final game of this big Tuesday slate, Calgary, San Jose. The Flames minus 225, road favorites, sixth the total here in this game tonight. Dustin Wolf in net for the Flames. Mackenzie Blackwood for San Jose. You know, it's been a bit of a up and down. There we go. Sorry about that. Yeah, but it's been a bit of an up and down stretch here for Dustin Wolf for the Calgary Flames. But again, have to factor in the situationals involving Wolf right now where, you know, he's got a blue line that's very, very depleted since the trade deadline, which we've talked about. And I think that's definitely made a significant impact on his ability to play at a high level when, you know, that defense is coughing up the puck in front of him. And all of a sudden, they're not blocking shots without Chris Tanev like they once did on the penalty kill. You know, all those little things, they help out a goaltender. And Dustin Wolf's not quite getting that kind of help right now on the back end. It's been a crazy series history here between these two teams where I think Calgary has dominated in San Jose. Yes, they have. And they've scored big-time goals repeatedly when they've made the trip to San Jose. But in Calgary, San Jose has played them tougher, including, of course, a 6-3 win for San Jose against Calgary last month on February the 15th. And again, it was Dustin Wolf that night and unfortunately gave up six goals in that loss to the San Jose Sharks. We'll see how he fares if he can bounce back here. Calgary looking, I guess you could say, for redemption for that loss. But when you're out of the playoffs, how much is that a talking point? Like, we want to avenge, we're so desperate to avenge that loss at home to San Jose last month. We'll see. I mean, certainly, I'm not going to fade Calgary here like I did the last time when they were at home against San Jose, but I'm not going to take them at either at minus 225. I'm not on San Jose, but this definitely has an over trifecta kind of feel to it. I have not been on many over trifectas tonight. I'm on a couple over bifectas, but I don't know if I've hit the trifecta yet on any of these games. This one's definitely on my radar here for an over trifecta. You know, I know we've seen a couple of unders with San Jose, and every now and then Mackenzie Blackwood can throw up this great gem of a performance out of nowhere. But this kind of reminds me of what we might see with the Arizona game. It got into a little bit of an up and down affair. You know, like I say, with Calgary, they've been trending much more to the over since the trade deadline, losing Tanev and Hanifin, 6-3-1 to the over in their last six games. And then you look at series history, four of the last five meetings have gone over the total. And the last two times in San Jose, the scores were 5-2 and 7-3 final scores. So I'm going to go with that over trifecta here with the Flames and the Sharks, over 1.5 first period, both teams to score first period, and the over, especially with it being six here in this game. We'll go with that in this one. Alex, what do you think here? Flames, Sharks?
I say not so fast, my friend. I'm not liking any of the totals here. There's one play that I'm looking at in particular, and it's a small play, and I'm basing this off of how San Jose's recent form has been and who's in goal for Calgary. Now, you mentioned it's Dustin Wolf, California guy. He's got family coming in from Tustin, which is way down Southern California, but they're coming in to see him play tonight. He kind of commented, said that he's, you know, really jazzed up, fired up for that. Look at San Jose, their last seven games. They've been held to 27 shots or fewer. They've had three games in that span where they've had 20 or less shots. Give me a Dustin Wolf shutout plus 750 at BetMGM tonight. I think he finally steps up and stands up, has a big game in front of his friends and family back in his home state, going up against Devin Cooley, which we know what he delivers. So Dustin Wolf plus 750 shutout. Smaller play. This is not a full unit or anything like that. This is something a little small in pocket. It's the only thing I'm rolling with in this game.
All right, and I didn't. Is it Devin Cooley? Let me see here. Is it?
He's projected. This is what I'm seeing on one page. So I don't. Goalie Pulse is kind of off with that. So
I see. Okay, Daily Faceoff and RotoWire have Blackwood.
Yeah, Blackwood. Okay. All right.
Yeah, so. Daily Faceoff and RotoWire have Blackwood confirmed. So there you go. Okay. It is Blackwood, right. But it is Wolf for Calgary. You know what? Well, let's hope for 7-0. We're going to need 7-0 Calgary now.
7-0 Calgary is entirely possible. That is entirely possible with San Jose late in the year. So.
Yeah, I get it. The family's there. He'll be jazzed up. He'll be wanting to play well. Will he is the question. I worry, but it's not so much his ability. It's that team in front of him is just so thin defensively right now. It's concerning.
Right, and that's the thing. Because of San Jose's lack of just consistent, heavy offense, they're not a heavy pressure team offensively anyway, even when they are playing better hockey. So the fact that this is just kind of one of those games, he may not see 25, 26 shots. It's entirely possible that he could stop all of them.
Calgary team total, yeah, that over 3.5, yeah. Because I think Calgary can get 4 here, quite honestly, because they actually have scored a shit ton of goals in San Jose over the years. I rhymed it off. 7-5. You know, they've had a lot of games there in the Shark Tank where they've scored, you know, 5 goals or more, at least 4 goals or more. So, you know, just in case Wolf pulls a rabbit out of the hat tonight and has this huge game with the fam and friends in attendance, you know, and maybe we get 4-0, 4-1, 5-1 type of deal for Calgary. So, yeah, I think I'm going to pivot a little bit here. I'm still on the over trifecta small, and I didn't bet it big. It's small, but I'm going to put a little team total on Calgary as well here in this one for over 3.5. Over 3.5 at around minus 115 for that Flames team total. Yeah, William Eklund had a hat trick last game against San Jose. So he's heating up, and he's actually one of the few really good prospects that they've got, upper echelon prospects. So we'll see if he can keep it rolling here tonight against the Calgary Flames. You know, for Calgary, we've talked about as far as props go for them, you know, Sharon Govich, Coleman, Pospisil, you know, cycling through that group. They've been really good for the Flames all season and as of late offensively. So we'll see how that goes. All right. Great stuff. That is the Tuesday card. And we are looking forward, of course, to the BetCast tonight. Oh, Miss Letty asking, favorite draw of the night. Okay, what's your best draw spot? I'm going to just see right now what that would be. For me, the best draw spot tonight as of right now, and there's not a ton of draws that I love on this board tonight, But for me, it's either Carolina, Boston, or Philly, Montreal. It would be one of those two. It's a dead heat.
And for me, it's so maybe Philly, Montreal is the one you want to roll with, because I like either Philly, Montreal, or Winnipeg, Nashville.
So. Yeah, Winnipeg, Nashville, I could see it too. So there you go. Just in, just because you asked what's your favorite draw spot, not spots, I'll say Philly, Montreal.
Yeah.
I'll make that my official number one, although 1B would be Carolina, Boston. I really do like that draw look as well. But great stuff, and I know it's going to be great stuff tonight for another BetCast. They're always fun. We can't wait. 7 p.m. Eastern. DM or email me or Alex for a spot on the BetCast tonight. First of five here in the month of April. Live BetCasts, 7 p.m. Eastern tonight. Looking forward to it for sure. And again, make sure you sign up and subscribe for the three Patreon exclusive BetCasts coming up later this month at Ice Guys or patreon.com/iceguys. Just $10 per month. Again, we've got three Patreon exclusive live BetCasts later this month. Our daily sides totals and player props posted on the page each and every day. Goalie charts, totals charts, and more bonus content, including those exclusive live BetCasts coming up later this month. Patreon.com/iceguys, just $10 a month. Make sure you sign up and subscribe. And again, there's the BetCast schedule, including those three Patreon exclusive BetCasts. Next Tuesday, April 16, Patreon exclusive. And then Thursday, April 25th, and Tuesday, April 30th, during the Stanley Cup playoffs, will be Patreon exclusive live BetCasts as well. So make sure you sign up and subscribe now. And of course, the Ice Guys store. Get your gear and your merch, iceguys.myspreadshop.com.
Yeah, just a quick note on next week's BetCast, the Patreon exclusive. We will have a special guest that will be joining us for at least a couple hours during that one. So definitely looking forward to that. But yes, get all of your merch. You got the hoodies. It's nice out, 60 degrees here in St. Paul. It's springtime. Definitely want to get your springtime merch, get your caps, your T-shirts, your hoodies. All of that available right now at the Ice Guys store. That is iceguys.myspreadshop.com.
Good stuff. Yeah, the system play that Matt refers to is he likes to just every time he sees a 5.5, likes the over. That's the system that Matt's referring to. I hope he knows what the record is on that, because I don't. So, yeah, you'd have to ask Matt about that. All right, great stuff. Best bargain bin special of the night and best bets coming up in just a moment, right after we hear from our great sponsors, our good friends at Boston Hemp Inc. Boston Hemp Inc., make sure you check them out. Get 20% off all orders on the site using the promo code ICEGUYS at BostonHempInc.com. All right, bargain bin special of the night for this Tuesday NHL slate. Obviously, there's a lot of games and lots to choose from, as always. Alex, what do you like here for your bargain bin special tonight?
Yeah, we're going to go with the big showdown tonight, Washington-Detroit. Big boys ball and big games, and there's none bigger than Dylan Larkin. Pause. He has been absolutely electric for this club, and plus 1,100, you can get him to score two goals or more over at FanDuel. I think he's going to be able to carry the team on his back tonight, so give me Dylan Larkin. Two goals or more, plus 1,100 at FanDuel. That is my bargain bin special for Tuesday.
All right, I like it. I think there's a real chance he could get two tonight as well. So, yeah, Dylan Larkin plus 1,100 to get two goals tonight for the Detroit Red Wings. A huge game that is. A bargain bin special there for Alex B. Smith. My bargain bin special, I'm not riding the hot hand that is Matthew Nyes for the Toronto Maple Leafs. Another goal last night against the Pittsburgh Penguins. Scored against Montreal over the weekend as well. Getting more confidence, starting to get that offense going again. He had a little bit of a slump earlier in the season, but he's starting to heat up again. Plus 500 at FanDuel for Matthew Nyes to find the back of the net against New Jersey tonight. So Matthew Nyes for Toronto, plus 500 for my bargain bin special of the night. All right, best bets. Alex, what do you like for best bet?
Yeah, we'll go to the late game. Only means something for one of the teams, but L.A. Anaheim, give me that first period over 1.5, minus $1.15, riding L.A. on that 10-2 streak to the first period over, liking that spot. So late night action. Kings, Ducks, first period over is my best bet for Tuesday.
All right, L.A. Anaheim, over 1.5, first period, best bet for Alex B. Smith. My best bet, let's go to that battle in New York. That total's too low. 10-1 to the over for the Rangers in the last 11 games. 4-0 to the over in the last four head-to-head meetings between the teams. Rangers-Islanders over 5.5, minus 115 for my best bet for this Tuesday NHL card. Betcast tonight. We'll see you again in 3.5 hours, 7 p.m. Eastern. Looking forward to it. Again, DM or email either me or Alex for a spot on the Betcast, and we will get you all set up for tonight. Looking forward to it. A huge night of NHL hockey and always fun on the Betcast. A reminder, the Ice Guys is live 7 days a week, Monday to Friday, 2 p.m. Eastern, Saturday and Sunday, noon Eastern. If you can't watch the show live, download the Ice Guys podcast in audio form on all major podcast platforms, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, and more. Download the Ice Guys podcast when you can't watch the show live. For Alex B. Smith and Matt Robinson, I'm Ian Cameron. Enjoy the games and good luck. We'll see you later on tonight for the Betcast right here, courtesy of the Ice Guys.